This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's a great morning. Oh, it feels great this morning. My name is Nicholas Arikalas. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Felt like I've gotten more into a rhythm since I've been doing this. It was getting a little tough there about the last year, just trying to wake up and get here and do all this stuff, but now it's I'm in a rhythm. I'm getting into it, and man, I just feel so much better this morning. I'm eating breakfast on the regular now, and I'm getting to bed at a reasonable time. Oh, it just feels great. I just feel great this morning. I hope you feel great out there as well if you're up at this unusual hour of the morning, but it is bright and early, and we are going to talk sports this morning. You can call me 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. I take typed out form on there or on the phone, 412-928-9370. Just a couple of housekeeping things, just some things of interest that I found before we talk about sports. Pirates won yesterday. We can talk about that. There's a lot to take away from that game and that win. And where the Pirates now are in the standings, how those standings look, how the National League looks. There's one team in particular, too, I want to highlight from the National League that just turned themselves from a laughing stock into a legit contender. So we're going to talk about all of that. Call me, get a phone line now while I go through this little debrief here. I guess it's, no, I don't want to call it a debrief. Donnie has a debrief. Just I'll call it housekeeping. Callis's housekeeping. Just things on my mind this morning. But get a phone line if you want to talk about the Pirates. 412-928-9370, or start commenting at me already, at Callas_33, that's CALLAS_33. So, first things first, I've been getting some inquiries about buses, so I appreciate the fan support for that, people just trying to look out for me, and I appreciate a lot of you guys saying, you know what, Callas, just be happy, just, you know, do what makes you happy. I hear Crowley a lot just smacking me into reality, like, hey, Callas, don't do that. Do reasonable things. And you know what? I do want to be happy. And so I appreciate all of you that have said that. And those of you, somebody called me on the hotline. Now, don't necessarily do that. Don't make that a regular thing unless you're serious. But, like, somebody called me on the hotline and was like, Callas, there's this church somewhere that wants to sell a bus. And I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. So I thank all of you for your support out there. And this is going to be happening, I think, within the next month. I need another paycheck. I need to put some repairs on one of my other cars, and then we'll get this set. But appreciate all of you for your support. It's very kind. Okay, item number two, housekeeping. Donnie Football's evening show yesterday is Must Listen Radio. If you go back, specifically the interview with Noah Hyles, but I mean, there was a thunderstorm last night. Power was knocked out at my house, and there was a tornado watch. So I don't know if Crowley left yet, but if not, he probably was in his basement, you know. No, yesterday seemed a little bit more serious than the one that he hid from. The storm was real bad. You know, you had a lot of heavy rain and some light thunder. I don't think I saw any lightning, but I also closed all my blinds because I have a dog, and my dog is sensitive to storms. Yeah, and so, but his show yesterday, Donnie Football's show, was so interesting. I mean, this man had to bowl through some of those emergency alerts, the EAS, the emergency alert system. And sometimes it'll just kick in randomly. It's like the commercial you don't expect, but it's also like important information. That's why it just like cuts everything off and just sends you a signal of what you should be worried about. It's very, very helpful. It's very useful. I know if you're driving, I didn't realize that a storm was coming. Then my phone went, and then the radio went off shortly after that. So, yeah, those alerts, though, those were scary. I mean, I was driving, and I got, you know, and I got one. I was on the phone with my mother, who's on vacation right now, and, yeah, it just scared me. I prefer the radio ones and the TV ones a lot more than the ones you get on your phone, because they are extra aggressive for, and I think, a bit unnecessary. I mean, if I'm in immediate danger, like, hey, Kalish, you're about to die. Don't move. Stay for a second. That, I think, would warrant the alerts that you get on your phone. But I think just a little, like, beep, 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 or something like that would be more reasonable. But Donnie just bowled through. I think Noah Hyles got cut off twice during that interview, and I caught the toward the end of it where they were talking, and I think Donnie said that he got cut off twice, but I heard the second emergency alert on my way home when I was listening to the show and the station. And you go back and rewind the Odyssey app or on 93.7thefan.com, the Listen Live tab. You can rewind. You can go to the full schedule, go to the Fan Evening Show yesterday, see if you can find the chapter with Noah Hyles and just listen to that. Donnie's a champ, though, just working through that, and I hope he made it home safe. I haven't heard from him because nobody's really up this hour that works here other than me and Doran and Crowley when he's here. So, but, I mean, it really was great. Donnie, I love Donnie. And that was I was entertained by that, just him getting through the emergency alert system interruptions to put on his show, and Noah Hyles for braving, you know, safety to be on the telephone and stay through those alerts. That was very funny. All right, that's my housekeeping. Bus on the way, and Donnie Football is great. I think you already knew the second one, though. All right, now onto the Pirates. So just a review of the standings right now. Everything's interesting in Major League Baseball, by the way. Cleveland got to 50 wins. They're one win away from matching the Yankees' Major League best. No, that's not true. American League best. The Yankees have 52 wins. Guardians have 51. The Phillies have the new best record in baseball. They're at 53. So the Yankees have kind of slowed down a bit. And I just thought that was interesting. The Orioles are now at 50 wins, so that's two teams now vying for the AL East. The rest of them are starting to fall off. Although they're all pretty good. I mean, nobody in the AL East is terrible, terrible. The White Sox are 21-61. That's fun. The Oakland Athletics 29-54. My man Mason Miller and that team not feeling it again this year. Marlins 28-52. That's fun. Shout out to the National League Central for being close. Nobody in the 20 win sector and three teams out of the five are at least three wins away from being to 40 wins, so that's cool. Rockies are 27 wins. So the Pirates 8.5 back of the division, which that's tough. The Brewers have 48 wins. They're 48-33. Then the Cardinals are 6 games back of the division. So right now the Brewers have a stronghold on that. Not that we've never seen a collapse in the division, though, so don't totally lose hope. But the pace the Pirates are on right now, not so much division material. Well, let's see here. Let's go to the wild card standings because those are more interesting. Here's one team that was just gone, was just out of it, that has come back and now is now making a stand for the playoffs. That's the New York Mets. They were below the Pirates before. I think two or three weeks ago, you would have seen them below the Pirates. They've gone on a tear. I think 12 of their last 15 they've won. They're on a three-game winning streak currently. And they, man, they just beat the Yankees. They get a couple games here now. They're playing in that Subway Series. They're beating the Yankees, who the Yankees are kind of retreating a bit. They're retracting a bit. They're not as dominant as they once were to start the season. Although Judge has 30 home runs now. About that, too, halfway through. Not even halfway through. Not even at the All-Star break. Judge is cracking 30 home runs. That's tough. But at Citi Field, home of the Mets, Mets beat the Yankees. And the Mets are now 39-39, so they've hit 500. They're right there. That's their winning percentage. They are 500. And so the Mets are now a game and a half back of the Padres for that second wild card spot. The Cardinals no longer have a buffer at this moment, though they won yesterday. The Cardinals are kind of in tied position with the Padres, so it's pretty much second and third spot, though. I don't know how their records are like that, though. I think it's just the winning percentage is similar. The Cardinals are 41-38. The Padres are 44-41. So it looks like the Padres played a couple more games than the Cardinals have so far. And for whatever reason that may be. But, yeah, the Mets, 1.5 back. And I think that they're interesting. They're a story you're going to want to follow now ever since Grimace. That's just the story. Grimace just throwing out the first pitch of a game, and the Mets have just turned it on. So good on them, I guess. But, I mean, they're an interesting story for sure. 39-39, they're knocking on the doorstep now, and they are becoming a force in the National League. The Pirates, okay, here's where the Pirates stand, though. Now, the Pirates are still 2.5 back, but the Diamondbacks lost their most recent game, so the Diamondbacks are now 39-41. They're tied with the Pirates, who are now 39-41 as well. Pirates are two wins away from being a 500 team. And that's cool to see. Diamondbacks and the Pirates are 2.5 back each. So the Pirates are still in the thick of the race. 2.5 doesn't look as good as a half game did just a little while back, but they're still in it. Unlike, I'm not going to say they're out of it, but unlike the Reds and the Reds have lost two in a row. The Cubs are now on a four-game losing streak. And so they're falling back. The Nationals, not in division, but the Nationals have lost their last three. And so the Reds and the Cubs are falling out. The Cubs are 5 out of that third wild card spot. The Reds are 4.5 out. So, hey, I mean, I like seeing the National League Central opponents getting beaten down and buried further down in the standings. That's cool to see. So really, it's three teams now. At the moment, not that those two teams can't go on a run. I'm not going to just, absolutely dismiss them because, then I'll jinx it and then they'll come back. But, I mean, this is where we are right now, where it's the Pirates, the Cardinals, and the Brewers right now who are in striking distance, if not already in a playoff spot, which the Brewers are and the Cardinals are. So the Pirates are within striking distance. The other two teams are in position as it stands right now. So, but I mean, the Pirates doing the little things. I mean, it's still frustrating, when they. No, I mean, somebody tweeted me yesterday too and said, "How can you say that you're frustrated? They're doing well. They're doing better than many may have thought." I mean, I kind of understand that perspective. They're doing certain things right. I'm longing for that sweep. I think is what I meant. Maybe it's not that they, maybe I said it wrong, not that they are losing games they should have won. I just want to see them go a little bit over the top of the minimum to make up for when they lost earlier in the season, went on that 7-game losing streak. I want them to make up for that by going on a longer winning streak, and that I think will correlate and it'll get them into a wild card spot. So maybe it's not saying that they lost games they should have won. I just kind of wish that they would go on a winning streak. Even just a little one. Not one of those massive ones. They don't have to get hot. But go on a 7-game winning streak. And I'll be happy. Give me one sweep of a series. Or two if you can. I mean, there's no reason you can't do two, and you'd probably need to sweep two to win seven in a row. But give me a little streak. Give me a tiny streak. Doesn't have to set a record in the 20s for winning streak. Give me seven wins in a row. And then, you know, I'll be happy. Because I think that if you win seven in a row, you're going to set yourself up for you're going to set yourself up to get into a playoff spot by doing that. If they keep doing this, okay, we'll win two here in a series of three. We'll lose two in a three-game series here. We're just going to go back and forth. They're going to stay where they are. They are going to even out. They're creeping up there, though. And after the Braves, they're coming back to town, and they're going to play the Cardinals. They're going to play the Cardinals twice at PNC Park in July. And that'll be crucial for where the race is right now because the Cardinals have a wild card spot. So that's a series coming up that is going to be crucial. That's one that extra focus will need to be taken. Get through this series against the Braves. They'll have an off day that Monday, so they've got an off day today. They'll have an off day that Monday after this weekend series. And then Tuesday through Thursday, it's Cardinals ball. Cardinals ball at PNC Park. And then later in the month, too, the Cardinals are coming here and they're going to play again. So it just makes those two series seem crucial. Take it one series at a time, but that's what you got to look forward to right now is having the opportunity. If you can stay in it against the Braves, win the series against the Braves here, Cardinals come into town, now you have an opportunity to directly attack the Cardinals. So a lot of big series coming up, and I just want to see if they can get on a little run. Give me a little run, that's all. So again, maybe my phrasing wasn't right there. Maybe, you know, not necessarily that they lost games they should have won. Maybe that's not the right verbiage for some of the games that they've played in, but I think I just mean that I want them to go on a streak. That I really believe that they need to go on at least one streak this season and break out, you know, one time to get themselves into that playoff position. And then they can keep doing the back and forth thing and get into the playoffs that way. But they need to make up for what they did earlier in the year to get into a playoff spot, I think. I don't think that they can keep getting away with winning a series here, losing a series there, winning a series here, losing a series there. And whether that's, you know, doing that with the roster they have constructed or acquiring guys, whoever they may acquire here come trade deadline time, whatever the case may be, however they want to handle it, it's just got to happen. If they do want to make the playoffs, they've got to go on a little run here. They can't keep doing the same thing. It's entertaining for sure, and I'm grateful that they're in the race. But if we're talking about realistically them making the playoffs, they've got to go on a little streak here. And that's what I talked about before, too, and I know Crowley gave me the, you know, we can't go back to the past thing, but I just mentioned that to say I want them to go on a winning streak now because if they had not lost seven in a row earlier in the year, for their biggest losing streak, too, was back at the end of April and beginning of May, they lost seven in a row. If they had not done that, they wouldn't need to go on a streak now because they're back and forth, you know, win a series here, lose a series here. They would probably have them in playoff position right now. But now that that's not the case, they've got to go on a winning streak, I think, to come back in the standings, in the wild card standings, and get a spot. They've got to counter losing seven in a row, by, I think, winning seven in a row and sweeping at least one series. But you can't get swept twice and not make up for that. That's why the other teams are ahead of them right now, I believe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
See, Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Silverado LT Crew Cab, up to $7,500 in rebates, full terms and qualifications. All right, sunchevy.com. Today, it's going to be pretty comfortable again. High of 80, low of 64. Less storms today. It's going to be clear mostly throughout the day today. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 57, so it's going to be a little hotter tomorrow. Clear skies expected. Then some thunderstorms and rain over the weekend. Ooh, grr. Not great. That's Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. I know Bethel Park's having a fireworks show on Saturday, so hopefully it doesn't rain during that. But it might, and that would be not fun. Anyway, all right, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Welcome to the Fan Early Morning Show. You can give me a call, 412-928-9370. Going to provide some reaction to the Pirate game yesterday here in a minute. Got a tweet, though, and I'd like to read it, and I will right now. Please stop dissecting the MLB wildcard race in June. Every day, there is still half a season left. So I think that the reason why I want to do that is just to illustrate how difficult it is to play in the National League this year. I know I said the National League is weak. I've kind of changed that tune a bit just because I think that all the teams are good enough and competitive. So I guess you could call them, it's like, is the glass half full or half empty? It's, you know, is the league really weak or really strong? I think that's the ultimate debate. After seeing the Mets win 12 of 15, though, I thought it was reasonable to just kind of illustrate, okay, any team can really be in it at any time, and I like to illustrate it just to show you and really emphasize that point I'm making, that the Pirates have to do something else. They've got to do something else. They've got to make some sort of improvement to get them beyond this, you know, just this redundant win two, lose two in a series over and over and over again. That, you know, that's it. That's all. And so, I mean, that's why I illustrate it, because it just furthers my point when I do it every day to just show you that, hey, I want the Pirates to go on a streak because the Mets now have won 12 of 15. They're in the race. Now, I get it. You know, in a typical year, June and checking out the wild card race, I get it, wouldn't be as prominent. I think this year is just different. I think this year is an outlier. This race, this wild card race, is so interesting. And I think so important that it warrants some sort of mention all the time. And I really wanted to highlight the wild card race today, because the Mets are now, they went from being on a trajectory to being one of the worst teams in the league this year to, they've won 8 of their last 10, 12 of their last 15. They're 39-39 now, and now they're a formidable opponent, which means that the Pirates ought to be on the lookout. The Pirates are just, a game back of where they are, and they're hot. So again, this is just a weird year where I think it's important to look at the standings every day just to check in and have conversations about that. But it just furthers my point, too, that the Pirates got to get on a run here to separate themselves from some of these teams that are getting hot. So thank you for your tweet, though, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Real quick on the Pirates, another hit in a game for Andrew McCutchen. He went 1-for-5 yesterday with a homer. Love to see that. Reynolds, 1-for-5. The hitting streak stays alive, baby. Let's go. And Rowdy Tellez, 2-for-4 with a home run. So has he figured it out? Maybe. Is Great American Ballpark just a great place for left-handed hitters? Absolutely. You know what? I was going to compliment Rowdy Tellez, but then I'm thinking about it. And every time I compliment the Pirates for doing something right in a game, they usually, or if they lose and they struggle and I critique a specific player, that player usually goes and does something good. So I'm going to sarcastically and ironically say, you know what, Pirates, it wasn't good enough. 6-1 wasn't good enough. Do better. You know, Luis Ortiz going 6 innings, striking out 7. How dare you? I think it's just every time, you know, I compliment the team and then they lose a game and certain players struggle that you feel like shouldn't, but then, you know, you compliment them and then they do poorly, and then you critique them heavily and you get angry, and then all of a sudden they start doing well. I said yesterday, Rowdy Tellez isn't hitting home runs, I think, as much as we'd want him to for what they're paying him for. And then he goes out and hits a freaking home run. So That's just, that's how it is. So I'm going to, again, sarcastically, ironically say, you know what, Pirates not good enough, go do better. Very good. But that, I mean, in a, again, in a neutral, non-sarcastic way, it was a solid game. I like that Luis Ortiz went in there and he pitched well. Six innings like that is beautiful. Kyle Nicholas struck out one in two innings, gave up no runs, and Chapman battened it down in a non-save situation. So, solid game. I liked it. Now just keep going. Off day today, Braves on Friday in the first of a three-game series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.